Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. The Reverend James Baumgartner is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 through 14. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. It's easy for us to recall the scene in our minds on the night when he was betrayed. It's after the supper, though, and Jesus turns to Peter and he says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said to him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death. And Jesus replies, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me. A while later, Jesus had already been seized and led away to the high priest's house. And we're told that Peter is following at a distance. And there's a fire that's kindled in the middle of the courtyard. Peter sat down among the people, and we read, Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, This man also was with him, but Peter denied it, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And with those words, Peter fell into the fire. Not the campfire, not the fire that was on the ground before him. No, Peter fell into the fiery trials of faith. In an instant, the fiery darts of the evil one pierced his soul. And the shield of faith that he had so boldly in the upper room was left up there in that upper room on the floor. And Peter was there, now burned by his own denial, singed in fear and consumed by his sins. That experience of denying Jesus, not just that one time, but three times, no doubt flavored the rest of Peter's life. It added weight to the words that he writes in our text for today. He says, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Expect the trial. Expect the test. Expect the persecution. Jesus had once told all of that to Peter, and yet Peter didn't listen to him. But now, a much wiser Peter presses us on the same issue. He's speaking as one who had been burned in that fire before, and so fulfilling Jesus' words, Peter now turns and he strengthens his brothers. He's writing this letter many years later to Christians scattered throughout the Roman Empire. And the notion of persecution is not off the table. It's quickly becoming a reality. No one can serve two masters. And so by claiming that Jesus is Lord, new Christians are quickly finding out what it means to deny Caesar that title of Lord. And with that confession of faith, families are being split apart. Businesses are being lost. Insults are being hurled. Jails were filled. And even death by martyrdom was not out of the question. Eventually, years to follow, Emperor Nero himself would literally take fiery trials to the most literal end for the children of God, using their bodies to light up his gardens at night. And through all of that trial, Peter's words are meant to encourage the church. He says, brothers and sisters, don't be surprised when it comes to you. The world hates Christ, and so the world is going to hate you. Jesus said that you, his dear follower, would be reviled, persecuted. Hateful things would be said about you. And Jesus too said to rejoice in that matter, because when those things happen to you, great is your reward in the kingdom of heaven. He says, I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. In John 16, also on the night when he was betrayed, I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And so what you should recognize in all of this is that in the very hours before his own death, Jesus is consistently focused on your suffering. In the upper room, in the garden, on the cross, Jesus, he's highlighting your fiery trials and your scars and your battles of faith within the confines of his own battle. In the hours when he had every right to think only of himself, he was thinking of you. And he does this because in those very hours, he's taking your fiery trials and he's making them his own. He's taking your pain and your sin and your suffering and your temptation and your failures and death into his own body and soul. He who knew no sin became sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus is embodying your fiery trials so that the result would be a refined and pure and beautiful faith. A faith that believes Jesus has victory over every single one of these fiery trials that we face in this life. And so Peter says, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Rejoice. Peter says, rejoice, because when you are reviled, you are loved by the Son of Man who hung on the cross. When you are insulted, shunned, shut out, you are not forsaken by the Son of God who was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. When you are ridiculed or arrested or imprisoned, you are freely forgiven and offered peace with God by the Lamb of God who was punished in your stead. And when you are put to death, sifted as wheat by Satan through fiery trials, you are healed by Christ's wounds. In this world, you will have fiery trials. Expect them. But take heart, because Jesus has overcome them. Because just as you share in his sufferings and he in yours, you, dear child of God, now share in his glorious resurrection and his victory over all the enemies of God. Those wounds of his mean precious salvation and glory revealed. For the Lamb who was slain is worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise, because he is alive forevermore and he sits upon the throne in glory everlasting. And so do you remember later on in Acts 5 what Peter does? It's after the resurrection, it's after the ascension, after the Spirit of God had kind of sort of put all the pieces together for him. All the world turned against him and the apostles. They were beaten. They were flogged. And what did Peter do? Acts 5:41 says, the apostles left rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. They didn't even consider sharing in the sufferings of Jesus something that they were worthy of, because they so closely equated the sufferings of Jesus with the glory of God. They saw suffering, which Jesus had promised, as hidden glory inside the very wounds of Christ, because through it they saw the cross on which their Savior was lifted high and exalted. And so no fiery trial can overshadow the victory of Jesus Christ for his people. Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. Don't be surprised by it. You are baptized into the wounds of the suffering servant, but Christ has risen. Alleluia. And from those wounds now flow living waters of victory. And so Peter continues in chapter 5, rejoice, because the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.